grace and peace to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome to Compline, an evening liturgy for anxious souls. May the Lord Almighty grant us a quiet night and a perfect end. Amen. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, God will not despise. Let us come to the Lord, who is full of compassion, and acknowledge our transgressions in penitence and faith. Most merciful God, we confess to you before the whole company of heaven that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, in what we have done, and in what we have failed to do. Forgive us our sins, heal us by your Holy Spirit, and raise us to new life in Jesus Christ. Amen. Now that we have confessed our sins before God, hear the assuring word of the Lord from Psalm 130. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, so that you may be revered. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with God is great power to redeem. It is the Lord who will redeem Israel from all its iniquities. Our psalm reading tonight is Psalm 4. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There are many that say, "Who will show us any good?" Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. You have put gladness in my heart, more than when their corn and wine and oil increase. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for it is you, Lord, only, who makes me dwell in safety. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Hear now the word of the Lord from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open, and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." At once the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. Save us, O Lord, while waking, and guard us while sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep may rest in peace. Amen.
It is Ash Wednesday's early morn. The old, the young, the newly born. Await the mark of Adam's dust. To seal their wills in Jesus' trust. Prepare to walk this Lenten trail.
Strong, holy and immortal, have mercy upon us. Almighty God, may we, by the prayer and discipline of Lent, enter into the mystery of Christ's sufferings, that by following in the way, we may come to share in the glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. As our Savior taught us, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May God bless us by the grace of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit, so that in us may be found love and humility, obedience and thanksgiving, discipline, gentleness,